This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Looks at a woman wrong, it's a national story, and they're a rapist. But Joe Biden gropes women and children in front of millions of people, and then he laughs about it.
Old creepy Joe Biden is digging a hole in a field of a record number of Democratic candidates that he would have dominated years ago.
And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it.
This hubris is leading the 76-year-old to assume that he was in the clear after this plastic apology for years of creepiness towards women and children.
I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space.
But it wasn't long before Biden burned down any bridges he was trying to rebuild, recently celebrating his own ego over any strategic attempt at repositioning his still unannounced candidacy for the presidency.
Joe Biden trying to get past the controversy over his behavior ad-libbed a joke, making light of it.
I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie.
And again, after inviting children to the stage.
By the way, he gave me permission to touch him, right?
It went over well with the friendly audience of union members, mostly men.
I say I get it. I get it. I believe in women. I advocate for women. That's not what I saw from this speech.
I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful, intentionally, to a man or a woman. That's not the reputation I had since I was in high school, for God's sake.
Confused Biden supporters like Nancy Pelosi have even flip-flopped on their criticism of Biden.
I'm sorry I invaded your space, but not I'm sorry you were offended. Because that's, what's that? That's not accepting the fact that people think differently about communication. And also, for example, my grandchildren, when they were little, like 5 and 6, now they're more 10 and 11, they would say, play games, and then they'd say, open sesame, except we don't say sesame, we say open Biden. That's the magic word, because he was just so lovely to them and paid attention to them. But he doesn't understand, you know, he has to understand in the world that we're in now that people's space is important to them.
Amnesia must be rampant amongst the Democrats as Democrats like Senator Gillibrand recently forced Democrat Senator Al Franken to resign after just 6 women accused him of inappropriate touching.
I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
Biden has inappropriately touched so many women and children, it makes Franken look like a Boy Scout. Biden's wife even hinted at just how bizarre his behavior was to her at the beginning of their relationship. As reported by the Daily Mail, she admits that being thrust into a family of huggers made her feel strange and uncomfortable, writing that Joe and his 2 young sons never wanted to miss a chance to hold a hand, wrap their arms around each other, or give a kiss. Gross. Now the Democrats are, in the words of their savior Barack Obama, positioning themselves into a circular firing squad, while Biden stumbles with what the Democratic Party has become.
The party has not moved to weigh whatever, how you, I don't want to characterize it, whatever characterization you just made. The fact of the matter is, the vast majority of the members of the Democratic Party are still basically liberal to moderate Democrats in the traditional sense.
If Biden continues down this path, soon we will hear all about the resurfacing of Biden's skinny-dipping exploits in front of female Secret Service agents.
No, I don't see Joe Biden as a threat. No, I don't see him as a threat. I think he's only a threat to himself.
Run, Joe, run. You are guaranteeing 4 more years of Trump. John Bound reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Broadcasting out of the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. This is the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones has dialed in to the broadcast live from an undisclosed location. Alex Jones.
Good to be here. I've got some big breaking news, obviously, that's central to understanding the enemy and the globalist master plan and how to defeat it. Come to cover in just one moment. But first, obviously, I've not been on the vacation. I have been out in Los Angeles doing a lot of big podcasts, also on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrin, over 600 radio stations last night. Had a powerful 2 hours with him, and I'm about to appear on several giant podcasts and shows, some of the biggest in the country. But I'm going to let those be sneak attacks, so that's going to be happening in about 2 hours from now. So stay tuned for that. But the main reason I'm joining you here today on this, you do an excellent job. And I really enjoyed the Carpe Dunctum piece. We should get that fellow on more often, the great work he's doing. But Brian Stelter saying he needs to be banned. We can't have him have, you know, 25 million views on Twitter on one video and, you know, 10 million on the same video on YouTube. And his average video gets like 5 million views. I mean, Brian Stelter hasn't had 5 million people tune in the 3 years he's been on CNN. So we can't let this happen. I'm sorry. I'm being overtaken here by the spirit of Brian Stelter.
It happens, Alex. It's okay. Pennywise Stelter has that capability, but you're back.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to talk about several issues right now, but what I've got to cover is so big. And the crystallization I had in my head earlier, the understanding of this, and when people hear this, they're going to go, yeah, we all understand that, but this is the key. And I'm going to cover it next segment, dealing with Ilhan Omar and her statements about Stephen Miller being a white nationalist. And then what about the fact that she's really a Islamicist nationalist? They want a global Islamic worldwide state. They want an Islamic global government. And they're using a particular playbook that I'd thought about before. But I was sitting there having lunch yesterday with an LAPD detective and with another police officer, and we're on our security detail. When we went down to Skid Row, truly hellish, and they said, don't you see what this really is and the playbook that's being run? And as soon as they said it all crystallized, and I'd actually thought of that 6 months ago, because it was prima facie. On its face, we're all seeing the same thing. Truth is self-evident, but we've got their entire playbook, so we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. But I got to tell you, it is just an incredible time to be out here in California, because it's a beautiful state. It's also a horrible state because the leftists have infested it. But I got to tell you, I run into most of the trendies, people even dress like trendies, and they're listeners. And they're saying, hey, I used to be a big leftist, but you helped deprogram me. Ellen Schroyer helped deprogram me. I met Katie Hopkins of Hopkins World out here. She got mobbed by people on the streets. So you either got really stupid zombies out here that don't know what end is up, or you got a few hateful leftists. I've barely gotten any hate while I've been out here. Just a few scared looks. And mainly people that are awake. So, you know, I'm always bashing California because of its leadership. But I think that's because, and we know because of massive systemic election fraud. Anytime Democrats get control, get back into office. Not the Republicans are perfect, but they're not the establishment like the Democrats are. The Democrats are cancer. They want total power. They don't even want a two-party system anymore. They want absolute, complete domination, Owen. That's why they want to shut down this show. That's why they want to silence and demoralize the American people. That's why they use Hollywood to try to demoralize the people of this country. But I'm telling you, it's all a bunch of bull, because even here in California, people are in fuego awake.
Well, and there's kind of a weird phenomenon, too, Alex, where, I mean, you were always the anti-establishment guy. I mean, that's just how it wasn't even that that's what you were going for. You were always just true to yourself and true to what you believed in and the truth. But it was always kind of an anti-establishment thing. But it's like, just because you've remained true to your principles and your values and the message that you bring on air, somehow now you are the establishment. Just because you didn't stray away from what you believe in, you didn't stray away from being pro-America, it's like now you're the establishment. But I think what you were describing earlier, like the people in California that are anti-establishment, I think they're realizing, okay, wait a second. Wait, Alex Jones was anti-establishment the whole time. I was kind of deceived by the media there for a moment.
Well, I think you just hit the paradigm perfectly square here, because it looks like a paradox. It's not. We're just rebooting what America really was that made it so popular, made it so successful, made everybody want to come here. Not that we were perfect, but we were the best, house in a bad neighborhood. I mean, humanity's had a lot of hard times. We've gone through a lot of hell together, a lot of good together. But we've got those mountains, we've got those valleys, those times we touch the face of God, those times we fall into bed with the devil. And that's really the paradox of being human, of having free will. But now, intellectually, free market, family, common sense, competition, people not being wimps, people not being SJWs, people not being, cream pies or powder puffs or whatever that can't handle any type of pressure, people are more and more kind of making the turn. They're either completely falling into decadence and mindlessness and the goldfish syndrome of not knowing what end is up, or they're starting to turn back towards the light. And that's what we're really talking about here. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're not up here beating our chests like leftists, saying we have an orthodoxy. You've got to follow exactly what we say, or we're going to ostracize you. We're going to bully you. We're saying, hey, historically, we know what works. We want to be strong. We want you to be strong. We want to work together in a true independence movement, but that collectively, by having strong individuals, creates a stronger, better collective. The upside-down pyramid system that these people have built with them on the top creates dependency, creates ignorance, and everybody knows that, but they're consciously pulling back and going, oh my God, every blue city, every blue state is a hellhole. They produce collapse of civilization because these globalists are anti-human inherently. So yes, as the worm turns and people come back to Americana, then the left points and says, oh look, we're the resistance to you now, even though InfoWars has been the resistance. They say, we're the resistance, you're the establishment. Well, it's more of a paradox, as I said. We're getting beachheads, we're winning hearts and minds, we're beginning to turn the tide, but they are fearing we will become the establishment and set the captives free.
Well, and I could understand that when it comes to the larger issue of how power corrupts, absolutely. But again, it's just sticking by your guns. And just because InfoWars is having victories in the face of defeat doesn't mean that we're the establishment. And I feel that those things kind of get conflated with the person that hasn't heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones and don't know the history, don't know where you came from or InfoWars comes from. They just see, oh, here's a man that helped get Trump in office. It must be the establishment. Well, no. There's a long history of anti-establishment here at InfoWars. There's a long history of calling out the corruption, most of the corruption that these people would claim to be fighting. But Alex, I think that the answer here is, it's time for conservatives to go out lovingly, politely, peacefully, and just execute their First Amendment right. Do it on your social media page. Do it for just your own use. Do it for whatever. But the point is, you go out peacefully, kindly, in a Trump hat or an InfoWars shirt, and you just do an event, and the same thing will happen. A radical, deranged leftist will expose themselves, and it just encapsulates perfectly who the left is and where it's at, and that's how we continue to have more victory in the culture war.
That's right. Just like Mohammed Gandhi would go out and he'd say, we're going to march the sea and collect our own salt and not pay taxes on salt, and then they would beat people with clubs. Well, because they didn't fight back, no one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to walk away, no one to run, to quote Kenny Rogers, in the mail, the train. It's not that we're wimps. Sometimes, you know, people are robbing our house. We got to fight them. Or sometimes if we lose the info war and then it goes into a true civil war, we'll defend ourselves. But we're winning right now. So knowing when to hold them, like Martin Luther King on the road to Selma and letting people beat you, that shows people they're the authoritarians, and then we win. And so that's the process. We have to go out and engage the bullies and let them know that, hey, you're the ones that are the tyrants. You're the oppressors, like that crazy clown lady. That is so surreal that you played yesterday. I ended up last night when I was driving on the road for 2 hours to another show I was going on, watching much of yesterday's broadcast. It was so incredibly good. I was like, wow, Owen's knocking it out of the park with these guests and just all the points. But she was just diabolically scary, going, clowns, my lung down, she's white supremacist. And she's projecting this insanity on us and acting like a total buffoon and not even getting how crazy she sounds.
Well, and that's why I think it's time for just the average conservative as we approach this important 2020 election to just go out, engage in free speech. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be vitriolic. You don't have to be rude. Just approach a Democrat. Go to a liberal event in a Trump hat with a camera rolling and just say, hey, I don't hate you. Let's talk about these issues. Let them get violent. Alex Jones is with us on the Alex Jones Show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com during this break, ladies and gentlemen. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com today to keep us on air tomorrow.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones calling in from the road. I'm in Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles, Devil's headquarters, command base number one here in North America. And there's some big shows this afternoon. And then I'm going to be getting on a jet airplane coming back to the ATX tomorrow. Again, Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun from the studios in Austin, Texas, doing a great job with our crew. Okay, so here's the big enchilada, and I know everybody already knows this, but I want it to really sink in. When you see Ilhan Omar from Somalia, came here as an immigrant, constantly talking about how much America sucks, how evil white people are, how bad Christians are, how bad Jews are, how bad Israel is, just spewing like diarrhea out of her chicken neck head. Think about it. She came from a country where women are sold at slave auctions, mainstream news. She comes from a country where a Westerner, whether they're black or white, is kidnapped within 5 minutes, where her own military can barely even operate. Their main national product isn't something like oil, like Saudi Arabia, or, say, farming or weapons like the U.S. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's piracy and robbing ships and then kidnapping and then killing a few of the prisoners to scare everybody else into paying the ransoms. Slavery, sex slavery, kidnapping, murder. And then, I'm not against all Somalis. I'm sure some are great people. Point is, I can't go to their country and live in peace if I'm not a Muslim. And I'm not black. So she is a radical, racist, black Muslim who wants a worldwide caliphate. That means a world government by a religious monarchy run by the Islamicists. And that's what Ilhan Omar, running her stupid mouth, says over and over again. She doesn't want to assimilate into something that's good that she wanted to get into. She wants to conquer it because her culture and her genetic map and what she wants to do is conquer. They attack everyone around them. 1,400 years ago, the Muslims did not have one person in Africa. Today, they've got roughly half the population under their slavery. Just 100 years ago, they were 5% of Nigeria. They're now 50% of Nigeria, the most populous African country, way down in the middle to the west on the coast. Ladies and gentlemen, there is the house of Islam, and everything outside of it is the house of war. And Ilhan Omar is here to hate America. The other Muslim woman that they put into Congress. Notice how they would never do that in an Islamic country, put a woman in power. But here, it's all part of suckering women into Islam. They stick their puppet up there. And then she says that Stephen Miller, White House speechwriter and White House advisor, very smart guy, only 30-something years old, been fighting since he was in high school against globalism in college, came from a liberal family, woke up to what was going on. We have the UN officially trying to break our country. We have the UN officially trying to smash our border. We have them in the UN and Soros with U.S. State Department money that Trump's trying to cut off through U.S. aid with hundreds of thousands every month trying to, actually every month being caught, hundreds of thousands more not being caught. Total crisis, diseases pouring over, sex trafficking, sex slavery. Half the people coming across are other than Mexican. That's what it's called in the Border Patrol listing. The Border Patrol says they're in a total emergency. Obama's former head of DHS says we're in a total emergency. And so Trump fires the head of DHS, who was busy just jet-setting around Europe and not doing her job because she was giving him bad advice. job at CNN and MSNBC, that's their talking point, said that it's an act of workplace violence if the president fires someone. So these people are word terrorists. They're liars. They're assaulting logic. But here's the big enchilada. I want everyone to understand. I want everyone to have it burn into your minds. The globalists go with what works. These big mega banks that are tax exempt, the ultra rich, use communism and socialism to domesticate people. And if you look at what the Soviets did, funding different activities in attempts to overthrow South Africa, attempts to prop up Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, and things that happened in Rhodesia, all of the things that happened were about the Soviets, who were really globalist puppets, this is on record, trying to overthrow any civilization in Africa. And you see, in a modern sense, they went and blew up Libya because Gaddafi was stabilizing much of Africa as well with investment and technology. And so they're running a 1960s, 1970s model of Angola war, of Rhodesia wars, of all of this, and it's all race-based. So what Ilhan is doing, Ilhan Omar, what all the Democrats are doing, is they are bringing a classic racial division model that they have used successfully in Africa to first demonize, then drive any whites out of a collective power sharing, and then finally force them out of the country or kill them, as you're now seeing the same program being run in South Africa. So this is what they're trying with the demographics, with Hispanics and blacks supposedly thinking whites are inherently bad and that literally have to be driven from the nation because being white is inherently evil. In first phase, they're going to bully and intimidate whites so much, this is the media, that they think the minorities will join in on it. Whites will then politically capitulate, even though the top nine richest groups in the U.S. by race are Asians. Whites will then become a subservient class politically, who will then grovel the system in phase one. That even more illegals will be brought in from all over the world, and the race-based system will accelerate towards a racially-based dictatorship here in the United States, carrying out this operation with a unifying caliphate Islamification as the new operating system over all these different disparate groups to unify them. And the only way whites are going to be left alone in Europe or the United States under this fusion of race-based systems with Islam is if you convert to Islam. This is the globalist master plan. The Clash of Civilizations was not just to bring in a new world war and a world government. It was meant to bring in a new world war and a capitulation of the West, of our Western values, of the Renaissance, and of Christendom to this new world government system, merging Islam with a satanic-based world government-type spectrum of New Age garbage, because Islam has shown that it will always glom on the new things as well and merge with those. So this is the total abomination that the system is involved in, and that's why Russia is public enemy number one, because they've pulled out of globalism, kicked some of the oligarchs out, still fighting for their life like America, but are going back to Christianity, building churches everywhere, paying people to have kids, saying the West is trying to pump poison into their nation culturally, and saying no. So when we hear about Russian collusion, the only Russian collusion is they're nationalists, they're Christians, and if America gets back on that path, the poison that's been injected into us by satanic Hollywood to demoralize us so we fall to this satanic Islamic takeover will not be effective if we vomit the poison out. But that's what we have to recognize is the media, the fake culture, Hollywood, the main professors, the big universities are literally enemy bastions of tyranny. And we must not support them. We must withdraw from them because this is a cultural and spiritual war. We come back. I'm going to play from 2 years ago. That Bon Iver Alex Jones song that got 30-something million views total. They realized that the hit piece backfired on them. They started pulling it down everywhere. But we're going to air a special version where we put the...
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today.
and then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Women literally praise Allah Akbar. And so think of the nerve of this woman who only spews her hate of this country and how bad it is and how she wants to overturn it. And again, notice she's a Muslim, but she supports communism. She supports Venezuela. Well, that's what the Muslims did when they helped with the Russian backers invade areas of Africa. That's what they did. That's the operating system is communism. And so, quote, democratic socialism is the gateway merged with Islam, and that's the operating system. 3 million Muslims in just 9 years. 1.8 billion now. Another 10 years after that, they're saying it's going to be something like 4 billion Muslims. 4 billion Muslims unified in their lust for power, their lust for control. Now, some Muslims aren't part of that, but they're not the leadership. They're not real Islam. So people call it radical Islam. This is orthodox Islam. And the establishment is allied with it. The filthy left is consciously aware of what they're doing. It's their master plan. So Stephen Miller says, oh, yeah, we've got a policy to bring in, you know, more workers for the factories or whatever, probably even too many because the left brainwashes them. It doesn't go as far as they should because the country's under total attack. But then you've got people like Ilhan Omar saying he's a, quote, white nationalist. Folks, she is an Islamic world government caliphate supporter. That's what a global caliphate is an Islamic state worldwide forcing you into it. So they're going to create a clash of civilizations and then make us join a form of New Age Islam with Islamists as the enforcers everywhere. Orthodox Islam has a big system of pedophilia in it. Left likes that. And they hate Christians. Left likes that. They're very expansionist and adopt socialism and communism. Left likes that. And so it's here. Everyone's being conquered. All these collaborators are rolling over to it. It's absolutely pathetic, absolutely sick. And all these pigs are all over television saying that the president, articles up on Infowars.com, that it's a form of violence. That's their talking point. When he fires people not doing their job, when he tries to defend the country just a little bit, when he tries to stand up to the Chinese or anything, it's all workplace violence. When he fires people that aren't doing good deals for our nation, these people are the enemy, and they've got this incredible job of trying to convince us that loving our country, loving being successful, loving free market is bad. So that said, we're going to go to this Bon Iver piece because we need to look back on the level of crime, the level of violence, the level of terrorism, the level of terror plots in Europe and here, and the fact that the Somalis are per capita the most violent group, by demographic, most violent Islamic group, that they will not accept us in their country, but we must accept them and commit cultural suicide. If they want to adopt the Western standards and all the rest of it, that's fine, but they can't seem to do it. The left is there coddling them as an important cancer cell to bring down this country, just like that Brian Stelter calling me a disease and a virus, and they had Stelter this weekend again with his guest saying, oh, the virus of right-wing media, the virus of Tucker Carlson spreading the disease of nationalism. No, globalism is the disease. Free market, capitalism, and nationalism, and the family, and Christianity is the cure. And everybody knows Christianity creates incredible wealth. It creates incredible success. That said, it takes wealth to fight this operation. I've been so busy the last 2 weeks that I never got rid of the big mega sale store-wide free shipping, but 7 of our nutraceuticals sold out. So I've changed the name of the sale to the mega spring sale, and we can put that up on screen because I've just had no time to even focus on marketing, which our marketing is just straight up. Here are the products. They're high quality. They work really well. So we've got this big spring special that's going on right now that is going to have to end because everything is selling out, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of our best-selling items have sold out. A lot of the other great items are still there. So we have the spring super sale. We still have X2, the amazing deep earth crystal iodine. We still have Super Blue at 50 to 60% off. We still have Super Wound Gel. We still have amazing DNA Force at 60% off. That's unprecedented. Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullets, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 55% off. But these specials, I promise you, when I get back, this is just the original sale, but now more limited items because, again, 7 items have sold out. So this is an unprecedented sale, but whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a T-shirt. We've got hundreds of great T-shirts that spread the word, that help you meet like-minded people. And I want to thank everybody, again, for their support. We're under globalist attack. side. George Norrie said last night with me that he's never seen someone under this much attack on any scale. He said now even rivaling Trump, and he was a naval officer, three-time Emmy Award winner for his TV news production. So he's a journalist. And he was asking me privately, Ann on air, what do you think's going on? And I said, well, it's like the amount of propaganda they put out before they invade a country, but more. He said, you're right. Well, then what is it? And I said, they've chosen us to steal our identity of populists and people that support America, that image of victory with Trump getting elected, and turn into something evil, turn into a straw man, and then use that as a weapon against everybody. So that's why keeping InfoWars on air, standing strong, fighting hard and boldly is so critical, because the enemy wants to capture us politically and then use us as an enemy against the people. Doesn't mean I'll literally do that, but it's captured, fraudulent persona. First they kill your identity, first they kill your name, then they put you in prison or kill you physically. So I'm fighting for my life here, but I'm fighting for all our lives, and I think people understand that, and they know that. So here's the piece they wanted to make fun of. They put my voice to music about, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. And I talked 2 years ago about how they're keeping babies alive and selling their organs, and boy, it was all a big funny joke, but it's not a joke now. So here is this piece, and back to Owen Schroyer, Caitlin Bennett, and so much more. God bless you all, and whatever you do, spread the word today, because only you can override the censors. Only you can get around what they're doing. Only you can spread the signal, because you are the resistance. I salute you. I thank you. God bless you all.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderers gone. They're one giant death factory's keeping babies alive. They're selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under us. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
She came, she saw, she died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman, number one, is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just speak. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
In a room
gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Christian murder scum, now a giant death factory's keeping babies alive. They're selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people?
I go out and face these scum. That's right.
They literally crawl out from under rocks.
We're out from the Democrat office.
And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we want to eat babies. I have them on video.
I love babies.
Thank you.
I kill my kids.
We've gotten more of videos since that original cut anyway.
We came, we saw.
They brag about aborting babies.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a foot of
Uma Abedin, whose husband Anthony Weiner had to register as a sex offender.
Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just speak. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smells that bad?
Oh, that's right. They just reopened the Jeffrey Epstein pedophile case files, only for unnamed attorneys trying to silence it.
We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice, and it's out rising up against us.
Maybe we're just in hell. We haven't realized it yet.
I'm so pissed. We're gonna steal your daughter at the mall. We're gonna steal your wife, your son.
You just had a, like 50 stabbings in a week in London. It's really working over there.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town of Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you just had in Maryland a radical Islamic terror attack thwarted by the authorities. A young gentleman was planning a truck attack to kill as many non-Muslims as possible. I've got a couple more news stories to cover before I sign off. I'm going to be hosting the fourth hour as well. I'll open up the phone lines. Before I get into that, Vice featured Caitlin Bennett in a piece of theirs. We air that piece on the Alex Jones Show now.
A young Yahoo named Caitlin Bennett took some fun college graduation photos at Kent State.
What the Draco, nigga, it's a graduation.
Go ahead and
first
dump
of all,
that.
That's not even a look. That does not go with that dress, Caitlin.
Wow.
Flop.
Wow.
I would have worn some nude pumps, not those black heels. They're too funky for you.
She got her Gunner Bass Pro Shop and the shoes from Charlotte Russe.
Now that I graduated from Kent State, I can finally arm myself on campus.
Today, Caitlin went on Fox and Friends to own the liberals. Ha ha ha. Cop getting libertard tears.
Yeah, got you libertards.
Why did you want to carry a gun on campus?
Because mad niggas was gunning for me.
Simply to express my Second Amendment right. Also,
I have beef with Lil Tay. She's not playing on here.
We were doing an event where we just opened a discussion to people to come talk to us about gun rights, and my cameraman got assaulted. If we had a firearm present, I definitely believe that wouldn't have happened.
She would have killed him? What?
Oh, yes, you would have.
Right? It wouldn't have happened because I would have clapped his ass.
I was not expecting the blatant racism that's been thrown at me.
What's racist? Because the gun's black? Yo, you're not going on Ellen. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, no.
You got at least
even the Yolin kid is like, nah, you wallet. That's too much.
I would do it again, and I wish that I could do it with a fully automatic machine gun, and, you know.
Yo, get the f*** out of here. Get the f*** out of here.
I know everyone else in school was like, yo, I'm glad she's gone. That
yo,
she was
bro,
crazy.
Is she a senior, bro? Like,
she,
yo,
really wants the, she really wants a gun to graduation. Yeah. But back off, guys, because I know you're hot and bothered, but she has a man.
Right. Nope. Dun, dun, dun. And it's Seth Curry. This guy's mad ethnically ambiguous.
He looks like a little Fortnite character. I can't tell what ethnicity is. Like, he's about to protect the gap.
Bruh, he really... Wow! Bruh, he dead ass looks like a Curry.
He's white brother. And black at the same time. I can't get offended. Nice. Well played, Caitlin.
Wow.
Well played.
You found the male Meghan Markle, you sly fox.
He's like, am I Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter? You'll never know.
He's like, yo, look at the lineup. Like, the haircut says black, the shirt says white. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
How is this not considered racist?
I'd definitely be like white, but
oh, because they're black.
He's throwing us off, man. Yeah. With the boot cut kind of thing with the jeans.
It's kind of boot cut, but
if a conservative did a segment like this, they'd be called racist.
Damn.
Which I don't care. I mean, say whatever you want.
I love logic. We'll be like,
none of this even makes sense to me. It's not even funny. What the hell did I just watch? That is the dumbest thing. What is that? No, seriously, what is that? I don't know what that is. Is that a show on TV? I guess the crew doesn't know either. They're just giving me silence over here. You know, I don't claim to be a comedian or a funny person here, but let me just tell you, the jokes that we have and the fun that we have here, unscripted, on InfoWars is funnier than that. I didn't get... But you know what? Here's a funny thing that I'm a little confused about, because these two guys, these two black guys, first of all, you're allowed to make racial jokes if you're black, I guess. If you're white, you can't.
No, you can. They'll just get called a racist. But that's neither here nor there. I really don't care about that. And I'm sure these guys are fine. We probably get along. But I'm a little confused about something here because, I mean, growing up, to me, I had the most propaganda, if you would say pro-gun propaganda, came from black people. It came from, like, the rap and hip-hop industry. Like, it was all about having your gun. And then they sit there and they say, whoa, is she threatening to kill someone because she has a gun? Again, this comes from the entertainment culture. I mean, it's like, yeah, you're in a situation in a movie, and then what happens? Somebody flashes the gun. Like, that doesn't mean you're going to kill them. That means, yeah, I'm here. I got protection. Like, you know, don't mess with me. But this is really just low IQ humor, and they're just trying to pick at low-hanging fruit. They probably don't even believe half the crap they say on air. They just say it because they just want to be, I guess, entertaining or funny. But, yeah, I mean, like, what happened? Like, so I mean, gun culture comes from black culture. Like, the gun culture isn't something that's just from white people. Like, I don't get it. Like, you couldn't even watch a rap video from the late 90s without seeing a gun. Oh, but if a white girl does it, like, somehow it's cultural. It's a cultural thing, and she's threatening to kill you if she shows you have a firearm for protection. Whatever. My IQ just went down from that. Wow. I don't know. I'm going to really have to find a way to get my IQ back up from that low-level nonsense. Wow, that's the kind of dribble that people put out. And, you know, it's so funny because of the internet era and the ability to go live and use all these different social media platforms, it's creating a lot new. There's a lot of new content. You have a lot of options of content. And it's just so funny. And I'm not trying to be rude to people out there, and I don't know who these guys are. Maybe they have a big following or whatever. I don't know their politics. Like I said, I'm sure we'd probably even get along. But it's just funny to me to see all this new content sprouting up. And I'm encouraging it. Don't get me wrong. I'm encouraging people to go do new YouTube stuff and to go do stuff for themselves. It's just funny to me how, I mean, like, for example, InfoWars, I don't know how to properly analyze this. All this new stuff that's cropping up, because mainstream television news is trying to get behind it, basically. Because you've got organically people sprouting up and making a name for themselves, like Candace Owens. You know, she didn't need to be promoted by television news to do her thing. But there's all this other stuff that television and major mainstream outlets are trying to do to get in on the internet content revolution. And it just sucks. It just sucks. Like, it all fails. Like, how many Comedy Central shows have they had where they make fun of Alex Jones and make fun of InfoWars and they come and go overnight? It's not working, guys. Go with real content.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.